Outspoken Vladimir.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A home belonging to Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila has been burned down and a policeman died in the incident. Kabila was not in the property during the attack. It is not immediately clear who is responsible for the raid. Boko Haram jihadists made a failed Christmas Day attempt to attack Nigeria's major northeastern city of Maiduguri. They were pushed out by Nigerian soldiers after a prolonged gun battle. The jihadists opened fire on a military checkpoint on the outskirts of the city in the late afternoon on Monday, triggering a gunfight that lasted for about an hour. Boko Haram's eight-year insurgency has killed 20,000 people and displaced 2.6 million more. In recent months, attacks on military and civilian targets, as well as raids on remote villages in the northeast, have increased. Russia and China have each signaled a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media on Monday that no one wants to see war on the Korean Peninsula and that he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman said that all countries should exercise restraint. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution on Friday that limits the amount of gasoline and diesel North Korea can import. North Korea rejected the new sanctions, calling them an act of war. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. On Sunday, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny claimed to have qualified to participate in the upcoming presidential election. On Monday, he was barred from that election. Scarlett Tatanovich has the story.
Outspoken Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has been barred from running in Russia's presidential election. The country's Central Election Commission voted on the decision on Monday, deciding the opposition leader was ineligible because of a past criminal conviction, which the 41-year-old says was trumped up. Navalny has been jailed three times this year and charged with breaking the law by repeatedly organizing public meetings and rallies. Following Monday's decision, Navalny immediately called for his supporters to boycott the election and said he would appeal the verdict, ruling him out of a run at the presidency.
Scarlett Satanovich reporting. Also in Russia, a bus plowed into a Moscow subway entrance on Monday, leaving at least four dead and 15 injured. Video shows people scattering as the vehicle ran down the subway steps before being brought to a stop by the tunnel's roof. The cause of the incident is not immediately clear. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas, but in the Holy Land, political tensions have put a damper on some of the festivities. Robert Berger reports.
Turnout was sparse in the wake of 3 weeks of Palestinian protests against U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Palestinian Michael Kumsia sat in his empty souvenir shop in Manger Square and put the blame squarely on Trump.
He make a problem. He don't make any solution. He don't find any solution for the problem.
Some tourists canceled their trips to Bethlehem, but others were not deterred. Gail Perkins, who came from Los Angeles in the United States, said there is no better place to be on Christmas than Bethlehem.
It kind of makes the biblical stories that I've known all my life come alive.
Many pilgrims waited a lifetime to visit Bethlehem, but the Palestinians who live here are still waiting for better times. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Pope Francis used his traditional Christmas message to call for a negotiated two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to help bring peace to the Middle East. He told worshippers at the Vatican that he hoped the will to resume dialogue may prevail between the parties and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. This was the second time that the Pope spoke about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict since U.S. President Donald Trump's decision earlier this month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest.